This episode features depictions of violence, death, and language that some listeners may find offensive, as well as discussions of suicide, murder. Listener's discretion is advised, especially for children under 13. This is PSA. Ted Cruz is not Zodiac Killer. Ted Cruz is not Zodiac Killer. Ted Cruz is not Zodiac Killer. There, I have satisfied my sponsors over there, but this is the original PSA. Ted Cruz never admitted to not being a Zodiac Killer. Oh my god. Ted Cruz, 12 letters. Zodiac Killer, 12 letters. Zodiac sign, 12 letters. He might be the Zodiac Killer, and I will keep searching for the truth no matter what happens. Even if it means losing my job, my loved ones, still, I'm standing for the truth. And for one last time, Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer. Hello to all my lovely listeners. Welcome back to all those who tuned in to fall asleep or are driving to your small or time-consuming destination. And hello to rest of my victims, whom I may have literally forcibly pushed to listen. And welcome to my dear new listeners who happen to have accidentally or magically clicked on my podcast. You are listening to Crime with Kay. The Zodiac Killer is the self-proclaimed serial killer who terrorized Northern California from 1960s to 1970s. During his crime spree, he murdered 5 victims, injured 2 others, and claimed responsibility for 37 murders. The Zodiac wrote letters to major media outlets and investigators, causing widespread panic and fame of his crimes. To this day, the Zodiac remains unknown and at large, with no conclusive progress in the cold case. The possible motives of the Zodiac Killer for his crimes are an obsession with astrology, resentment towards romantic relationships, and superiority complex. The Zodiac's obsession in astrology is clear in his name, that derives from Zodiac astrological signs. Many other serial killers use beliefs in astrology to justify their killings as sacrifices to some otherworldly power. Furthermore, the Zodiac kills in pairs and only kills twice on a single weekday, only 2 kills on a Friday, only 2 kills on a Tuesday, etc. The number 2 in astrology represents the moon, and the Zodiac symbol for Pisces contains 2 fish, making the number the center of most of the astrological belief. All of the Zodiac strikes correspond either to full moon or Pisces moon. This is because Pisces is an aquatic sign that correlates to the moon due to the moon's impact on the tides. Later, the moon phases and the anniversaries of Zodiac kills would dictate his future attacks. The arrival of his letters and other acts to create fear. In addition, the dates of all his kills correspond to the basic numbers of 2 and 9. Breaks in methodology may correspond to horoscopes he received regarding his zodiac sign. For example, the Zodiac never uses the same caliber gun in his killings. Used a knife in one attack and attempted to kidnap a woman and her child the day of a solar eclipse. The arrival of letters claiming kills correspond to periods of high activity in astrology that can last several days before and after the full moon and Pisces moon. In astrology, these periods are as essential as the date, the lead up to or go after, giving the Zodiac the additional time frame flexibility to plan and cover up his murders. However, Pisces was not the only sign the Zodiac utilized. In his cipher and coded messages, the Zodiac used the images of other Zodiac signs to encrypt his messages. The Zodiac Killer became infamous for his signature, which is a circle with 2 perpendicular lines running through it vertically and horizontally, like looking through a gun's scope. This signature may also derive from astrology, with the circle representing the moon and the 2 lines, both the number 2 and the two Pisces fish, the four quadrants of the circle, four pieces of the lines, and four arches of the circle represent all 12 zodiac signs. The repeated division by four is representative of the seasons, but also the elements of each sign that include water, earth, air, and fire. Unfortunately, zodiac's ingenuity in creating symbols did not end on paper, but appeared in his actual crimes. He manipulated the scenes of his murders to match his astrology belief. The Pisces zodiac sign's element is water, and almost every killing was couples near isolated lakes. In this light, the zodiac's hunting ground is clearly due to his relation to Pisces. Finally, Zodiac's last attack was on taxi driver Paul Stein in a public neighborhood. Ironically, his last attack would be most publicly located attack before he fades into obscurity. As he previously established, the Pisces sign was of great relevance to Zodiac's motive. The ruling planet of Pisces is Neptune, and Neptune's number is 9, which corresponds to basic numbers of zodiac scale. Also, Pisces is a sign of illusions. The zodiac, in an effort to mimic Pisces' behavior, created a personality of himself as an ultimate elusive enigma. He attempted to embody the mystery of Pisces. In addition, Pisces is a mutable sign, meaning that it is responsible for preparing the rest of the harsh changes. Zodiac skill may have been his way of preparing mankind for the worst, weeding out the weak and strengthening the rest to force defensive progress. Pisces are flexible like chameleons, which explains why Zodiac switched between types of knives and types of guns when police were unable to locate the weapons. In the end, Pisces are restless wanderers. They continuously shift from one place to the next, like how Zodiac killer never killed in the same town twice, but moved to the next to claim a victim. Ultimately, astrology was a huge contributing factor to Zodiac's crime and could have resulted from rise of the occult in California or the instability of his own life to match astrology or his horoscopes were the stressor behind his crime. The Zodiac's choice in victims indicate possible sexual inability that developed into hatred towards male and female pairs that he viewed to be romantic couples. Three of his attacks fell on young couples between the ages of 16 to mid-20s. The first attack was on David Faraday and his girlfriend Betty Lou Jensen in their car, in an isolated car with locked headlights. The second attack was Darlene Ferrin and her friend Mike McHugh were followed to a parking lot overlooking a golf course and were shot in their locked car with headlights off. The fact that the car's headlights were off and doors locked may have led the Zodiac to believe they were a couple, despite the fact that they were no more than friends. The third couple, Cecilia Shepherd and Brian Hartnell, were attacked by Zodiac while picnicking on Lake Berryessa. This is when Zodiac begins to evolve. He stalked this couple as well, but instead of shooting them on sight, he approached them wearing a costume with Zodiac sign on his chest, robbed them, tied them up, and then stabbed each of them. In this case, the Zodiac actually witnessed them in romantic actions, causing his anger to exceed that of his other victims. This excessive anger is the cause of the shift in his MO. Now, he wanted to feel life leak out of his victims and create as much prolonged terror in his victims. Also, attacking in open during day indicates Zodiac's increased confidence in his ability to dispose of the couple without being caught and his ability to control both victims. It was a risky move on his part, but one that was necessary to satisfy his murderous anger. Furthermore, a sexual inability is evident in the overkill the Zodiac killer committed on all his female victims. First, he shot Betty Lou 5 times and shot David only once, point blank to the head. Some claim that the brutal stabbing of an 18-year-old female college student in 1966 was the actual first kill of the Zodiac Killer. If this is true, it may indicate that she could have been the original source of Zodiac's rage, as indicated by the 2-year cooling period. After killing the source of his rage, the release he felt would have been like the first time a drug addict used a hard drug. This would lead to Zodiac seeking out the rush of killing her again and again and again. This ultimately would be the trigger of his crimes, and he would have spent his cooling period perfecting his hunt. Like before, when he killed Betty Lou, the Zodiac shot Farron upwards of 9 times with 7 unnecessary shots and shot Maggie only 4 times, allowing him to survive the attack. Finally, in the attack on Shepard and Hatnell, he stabbed Hatnell 6 times in the back before stabbing Shepard 10 times. However, Zodiac was determined to stab Shepard in front where the most vulnerable organs were located, and turned her over each time she tried to protect herself with her back. She was only partially successful with 5 wounds to her front and 5 to her back. Fortunately, both victims survived the initial attack, but Shepard succumbed to her injuries in hospital 2 days later. His hatred towards relationships and women is one of the biggest indicators to motive that police have ever been unable to cover. The final motive for the Zodiac killings is the Zodiac's superiority complex. The power and the control the Zodiac killer exerted over his victims gave him the power he lacked in his everyday life. Most likely, he was disrespected or not given the recognition he felt he deserved, causing him to seek out in a different manner. The killing was his ultimate act of power. The power over life and death made him like God, except he felt more joy from death than from life. This is common in most serial killers. However, it is uncommon for serial killers to wait for such a long time between kills. The Zodiac waited this period either because he had mementos from the killings to remind him of his kills, or because he revelled in the power from the chaos created after each kill. Then again, the Zodiac may have spent the time in between kills plotting the next attack. With the planning giving him the power and control, like a puppeteer lording over whole cities, quaking at the thought of his next attack. The malevolent thoughts from countless scenarios would satisfy him until his next kill. Zodiac's superiority complex is no more evident in his letters to the media and investigative authorities. These letters contained his symbol, a circle with a plus sign over it, and announced himself as the Zodiac Killer. His letters contained a cipher to decode secret message, but led to the largest mystery of all. The cipher contained a key that promised to allow the user to decipher the messages, in particular one rumored to contain his name. In the end, a high school teacher solved the cipher, but the 13 symbols rumored to disguise the Zodiac's true name remained unsolved. The Zodiac had lied. The inability of authorities to decipher the crucial symbols hiding his name established Zodiac's intellect to be greater than authorities. But in recent other articles, it is estimated that the Zodiac's killer IQ would be less than average, which was obviously determined from the letters that he passed on to media houses and officials to tame them and to tease them and to mock them of not getting him caught. Other than the Zodiac's name, the letters contained threats of mass destruction if his letters were not released to the public, as according to his demands. and taunts, or scorecard such as ME is equals to 10, SFPD is equals to 0, to taunt the police of Nashville. The killing was a sport similar to the man from the short story The Most Dangerous Game. Similarly, Zodiac described a man as the most dangerous animal, raising the possibility that his killings could be reflection of Zodiac reading the story and developing an obsession with it, causing him to reenact his own version of the game. In Zodiac's final message, he pleaded for authorities to stop him, fearful that he could no longer control his urge. The most important factor in Zodiac's superiority complex was media attention. The media fed him in continuous terror of his victims, but the terror of the whole nation. He wanted to claim his skills, and he either wrote or called the media to claim his skills. In total, Zodiac claimed the deaths of 37 people despite only having 7 confirmed victims by police. But the fame and notoriety such a large kill count brought further inflated the Zodiac's massive ego. The murder of the taxi driver was so different than the Zodiac's normal victims, and the style that originally the police only thought of it as a robbery, until the San Francisco Chronicle received a letter from Zodiac claiming the crime. This claim was backed by a piece of cab driver's shirt contained in the letter that the killer had stolen from the scene of crime. Zodiac even threw tantrums when police attempted to limit his publicity by threatening to attack school buses full of children. In one letter, he wrote that authorities have until next fall, only to dig up a bomb he planted in the city for public failing to meet his demands, and because school was out of summer. Other killers have copied Zodiac in hopes of gaining some form of his fame, and other serial killers have attempted to gain the same level of fame for their crimes as he has. Copycat killers may have fueled Zodiac's ego, for imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and he is one of the most imitated serial killer ever to exist, with his own near cult following and worshippers. The fame further encouraged Zodiac to kill and to create larger, scarier spectacles to remain relevant in news. Police only ever had one suspect of any value, the school teacher, Arthur Lee Allen, who was institutionalized for child molestation in 1975, following the end of Zodiac's letters. However, DNA analysis proved his innocence. Zodiac's elusiveness has spurred a national phenomena, with many wild theories circulating his story like a legend. Ultimately, his motives remain unknown, but his killings were prompted by a combination of sexual inability or frustration, astrology, and a superior complex. The world may never know the truth behind the Zodiac, but speculation may never die. This is an undigestible fact that even to this day, Zodiac killer's identity is not known. There are numerous number of books, movies, and blogs and case file studies that have come out on Zodiac killer, but we still have an imaginary sketch of him, which might like a little bit resemble to Ted Cruz, but that is just in a good humor. But then we also have seen rays of lot of people speculating their parents or themselves claiming to be the Zodiac killer, which has proven to be false, because we don't have the right DNA of the Zodiac killer to establish these facts. With this I would be signing off. Hopefully you enjoyed this tidbit of episode, which rather than concentrating on the gruesome crimes, I was trying to concentrate on his motives, on his patterns. And hope you like this. With the same hope, I would like to remind you, keep listening to Crime with K. Check out my Instagram page, which is Crime with K. Keep checking my page for updates on tidbits and on the latest topics. And once again, do not forget to tune into Crime with K. Just tune in and not pop up in my podcast as my next episode.